This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 609,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, approximately 141,000 in the United States and more than 80,000 in Brazil. The number of infections globally is 14.6 million, more than 3.8 million in the U.S. and more than 2.1 million in Brazil. There's encouraging news in the global battle against the coronavirus pandemic. A vaccine being developed by Oxford University researchers shows early promise in a fight against it. The results from the vaccine generated both antibody and T-cell immune responses, which are hoped to be key to stopping an infection. Chinese researchers also published a study Monday of their own experimental coronavirus vaccine. The study showed modest positive results. China approved the use of its vaccine for its military in June. And meanwhile, the World Health Organization is raising alarms at the spread of COVID-19 in Africa. It's warning that South Africa's surging numbers could be a precursor for outbreaks across the continent. Until recently, Africa has remained relatively unscathed by the pandemic compared to the surge. Advisors to U.S. President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats are set to discuss the next steps in responding to the coronavirus crisis on Tuesday. This is congressional responses, and Republicans say they were working on a $1 trillion relief bill. In a meeting Monday at the White House, Republican lawmakers and administration officials said they were making progress toward fresh legislation aimed at cushioning the heavy economic toll of the pandemic. Lawmakers have less than 2 weeks to hammer out a new relief package before enhanced unemployment benefits run out for tens of millions of American workers made jobless by the coronavirus pandemic. And again, more than 609,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally. In the United States, that number is 141,000 and counting. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump says he will resume White House coronavirus briefings as cases spike nationwide. President's decision again holds a daily briefing on the virus comes as his poll numbers dropped and advisors have encouraged him to communicate more about his administration's response to the pandemic. Chinese health authorities said Tuesday that 11 new COVID-19 cases were reported on the Chinese mainland Monday, with 8 being domestically transmitted cases. No new death and no new suspected cases were suspected on that day. Brazil's health ministry says the coronavirus death toll has passed 80,000 in the country. The South American country of 212 million people has confirmed 2.1 million infections. Experts say under-testing means the real numbers are probably much higher. Egypt's parliament approved the possible deployment of troops outside its borders after President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi spoke of potential military operations in Libya. This follows a phone conversation between the Egyptian leader and President Donald Trump. The two reportedly agreed to maintain a ceasefire in Libya and avoid any type of escalation there. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he would maintain a less confrontational approach to battling drug gangs even after one of Mexico's most powerful cartels showcased its firepower in a video that stunned Mexicans. A video purportedly shot by the Jalisco New Generation Cartel showing dozens of armed gang members in bulletproof vests in front of armored cars painted in military-style camouflage went viral on social media. López Obrador said he would not repeat the mistakes of previous administrations that failed to contain cartel violence, which surged after former President Felipe Calderón launched a military-led crackdown on the gangs in late 2006. López Obrador said his government would face down gangs with intelligence rather than force, focusing on poverty and other root causes of crime. He says we're not going to declare war. With homicides reaching record levels, the president has come under growing scrutiny over his security policy, dubbed by López Obrador as one of the hugs, not bullets. Many analysts argue his approach has emboldened criminal groups. Murders in Mexico in the first 6 months of the year hit an all-time high. Workers from the service industry, fast food chains, and the gig economy are rallying with organized labor to protest systemic racism and economic inequality. The workers are staging demonstrations across the United States and worldwide seeking better treatment of Black Americans in the workplace. Organizers say at least 20,000 workers in 160 cities walked off the job inspired by the racial reckoning that followed the deaths of several Black men and women at the hands of police. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.